This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You just heard that promotion. Matt Cotrero, Royals manager, will join us at 9 o'clock. He's got his squad at 500, 15-15. He's got a player hitting successfully in 20 straight games, a pitching staff that seems to be ready for the playoffs, and a bullpen that seems to be more trusted than people give them credit for. So a lot to ask the skipper for the Royals, who will join us at 9 a.m.
And then to find out how long Cole's going to be out, too.
Mm-hmm. You know? We'll talk to him about the injury of Cole Reagans. And then we'll see if he's watched any more Caglione video.
You said somebody was pitching tonight that we'd never heard of before. Somebody from Chillicothe or something?
St. Joe, Cameron. Noah Cameron.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Noah Chillicothe.
Yeah. So hopefully he's, you know, successful. Maybe the reverse psychology finally works for another team for once, where you pitch a guy that nobody's seen or heard of, and then all of a sudden you get that start that's like six innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, four Ks. Awesome.
Or you can be like that guy for the Orioles last night.
No. No, don't
37-year-old, what was his name?
Gibson.
Yeah, Kyle Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a pitching display last night.
First three batters in the Yankees lineup. Deep to left and gone. Deep to left and gone. And gone. It's like, oh my God.
That guy should just retire. He ought to pull a Gil Mesh and just walk away, man. You're 37 years old. You've seen better days, bro. Like, seriously.
That was a tough go.
Whew.
Noah Cameron, 2-0.
There you go. And triple
five games.
Yeah. Nice. What's his
His URA. Let me slide over. Oh, there we go. No, that's not it.
Okay.
Just make it up.
Yeah, no one will know.
Exactly. You could have said 2.57. I'm like, cool. Okay, we move on.
I don't know. It doesn't give me an ERA. He's given up 8 runs.
Okay. And two starts?
Two starts.
It doesn't give you an ERA?
Just gives me earned runs.
Okay. That's fine. Nobody cares. Royals tonight, they start their going for the series win against Tampa. Please do it. They are dogs again tonight. They are plus 154 on the money line. Over under in tonight's game is 8.5. Last night was 4. And it's Drew Rasmussen versus Noah Cameron. So we'll see what happens. Vern's on Deck Show starts at 5 o'clock tonight. And then Royals 6:05 first pitch here. Noah Cameron versus Drew Rasmussen in Tampa in that minor league ballpark. So yesterday there was talk about how maybe Arenado was a name that Bob liked. I give you two names that I think maybe you would think about. And obviously, trades don't happen until teams kind of know what they are, because you can't trade the farm. Unless you're Colorado, no one's going out to your games anymore.
Colorado
the rest of the
lost again, you said yesterday.
4-25.
Yeah, the worst 29-game start in Major League Baseball history. Way to go, Colorado!
I was really hoping they'd catch the exact date, but because now they got to wait. You know, once you get past 30, but they could get, if they,
like, when do you think they'll, well, what do they have now?
They're 4-25.
25.
So, next is, so if they get, man, a fifth win, then we're already in May. You can't get, that'd be, it just can't happen because you get past 30 and 31. But no, 4-25, Colorado Rockies, they stink. But no, you look at baseball.
Last
you look
year's
at,
White Sox are going, you guys are bad.
Hold my beer, says 2025 Colorado Rockies. But you look at teams that are like kind of trending towards, you know, maybe not doing great, but two names on guy on teams that I don't know if they would ever be available. Now, one name, and I wondered, is like, if Houston were to fall completely out of it, mm-hmm. which they're in second place, they're a game out of first place, they're not selling anybody, but hypothetically.
Do they ever fall out of it, though? Like, even like when you think Houston's going to have a bad year, they end up in the playoffs.
Yeah, because there's always like a trash can nearby or whatever, or a microphone. But no, like a guy like a Jose Altuve type, if you're going to go Arenado type. Now, how Jose Altuve's contract is not putting that into effect, but like, you think he would still get booed? Not only that, but like, yeah, right. But like, he got moved to left field. He's getting older. Maybe if Houston starts to fall out of it in the AL East, then things change. Now, I don't think that's a serious name that would actually be able to get here, but I'm thinking of guys in that sort of realm of their career.
Sure, yeah.
And then I look at a guy like Brent Rooker.
Well, they had Brent Rooker here. Right. They never should have let him go.
They did. And Oakland, not Oakland, the Athletics, unidentified city that they have, but the Athletics NA when it comes to city, they're 15-15. They're just like the Royals. They're 2.5 out. Obviously, the Royals 3 out behind Detroit. But like, if they start to fall away and like Seattle and Houston and Texas take away that division and they're, you know, one of those teams that always seem to sell, I feel like you have to have a reunited, you know, relationship with Brent Rooker. He's an outfielder. He's tops in home runs in the American League. Obviously, had his year last year. He seems like a name that's like just cliche for a Royals pickup at the deadline. Like, yeah, they got Brent Rooker. It's like, but wait, remember when you said that about Hunter Harvey?
Yeah.
Remember right. when you said that about Lucas Irsig? Like, nobody was out there, like, maybe not, I can't say anybody, but like, there was a lot of people that when the Royals got Lucas Irsig, they're like, that's the guy. They're like, they listen to Vern, and Vern's like, he's got a 99-mile-an-hour, you know, heater you can throw to you. This guy will be an okay piece. Estevez, another guy that known in baseball, but not one of those guys that, like, when you see his name, the needle goes all the way to the right side. Brent Rooker, let's have a reunited party and bring him back, put him in the corner of the outfield, if that is, in fact, what's going to happen and not get a Caglione call-up.
Right, and I look, Brent Rooker's that one that you go back on and you say, as great as the Cole Reagans move was, the Brent Rooker move was equally as bad because it has set you up to have to get Hunter Renfroe. And we know how Hunter Renfroe has been for this team, right? Not very good. So not only did you lose Brent Rooker, but you replaced him with Hunter Renfroe, and he hasn't done anything. So now you're looking for production in your outfield from the guy that you paid, what, $15 million over 2 years to replace a guy that you had for basically no money, and you just kind of let him walk out the door. And so I think that Brent Rooker move kind of has a trickle-down effect because it ended up getting, you know, Hunter Renfroe or MJ Melendez out in the outfield, and you have nobody right now in the outfield that's consistently hitting. Isabel's doing fine, and Drew Waters has been a nice addition, you know, to this ball
club. Marcana.
Can of corn, but think of how much better this organization would have been had they just kept Brent Rooker on their team and not let him go to Oakland, and now he's turned into one of the better power hitters in the outfield, you know, that baseball has right now. And so you had that guy here, and those are the moves that sting. Those are the moves you look back on and you rue the day you made that move, right? But you have to find a way to recover from that. And if that's going out and maybe making a trade for Nolan Arenado, or the Altuve one is interesting because he still has 5 years left on his contract and he's like 35 years old. So that like puts him into that age of,
he's like $36 million a year.
Yeah. This year and next year he's making bank. And then after that, it dissipates a little bit to like 17 and then 13.
He has the same situation as Trout. Cause like Trout's a guy too. Like if the Angels fell out, I'd be like, go get that guy. But he's the same situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Type of thing. Too long of a contract and whatnot for Altuve, I think, to come here. I don't hate the Brent Rooker move, but why would Oakland want to part with him at this point in time if they're, you know, in the middle of the race? And he's affordable for Oakland right now, and they don't really like people that aren't affordable. And you have to have some sort of cachet when you're going to move to the, you know, the land of slots and, you know, Vegas and all that kind of stuff. So Brent Rooker's kind of that guy. So, I mean, there's options out there, but now it's April's over. May is here now. So now you start looking at those ass teams like the Colorado Rockies and teams of that nature, not necessarily the White Sox. They have Louis Robert. He's not doing that great. They're probably not going to trade him to Kansas City anyway. So you got to look at some of these other teams that aren't doing well, start scouring their rosters and see somebody maybe has a year left on their contract or is coming up at the end of their contract this year that you can go out and get for one of those outfield positions. Because I do think there needs to be a sense of urgency right now, you know, with the Royals because of how good this pitching is. The last thing you want to do is miss the playoffs because you weren't able to make the right move to just get a bat in here to give you some assurances that you can score a couple of runs a night to back up what has been World Series caliber pitching for this ball club.
You have a clue, Mac, who has the worst batting average currently on the Royals roster?
Oh, on the Royals roster right now. Like, are we talking everyday player-ish? Yep. It's got to be Vinny Pasquantino.
It is. He's hitting 174.
Damn.
Hunter Renfroe's hitting 177.
That was my guess.
And then Michael Massey hitting 188. Outfield or first baseman or middle of the lineup bat, DH.
And see, that's where Nolan Arenado comes in because you get him, you've got a third baseman now. Now you can move Jonathan India to second. And now you can move Michael Garcia to left. Or maybe you move Drew Waters to left and Garcia to center and Isbell, or however you want to do it. The acquisition of Nolan Arenado gives you so many options, Dusty, that this ball club can use that they need. And I think you're right. I think first base is a position that you have to look at now as well. 174 ain't cutting it, Vinny. I'm sorry. I hate to be that guy, and I know we all like him, but 174 ain't going to cut it.
You know who could play first base? Could be Jack Caglione.